Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about is, have you figured out, Americans, who the enemies are? This is incredible what's going on here. I want to hit this really quick before we hit some of the topics. If you want to call in, you can stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I just received an email. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, you can see what I'm about ready to show you. Or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. I just got an email, or a text on my phone, and of course I get all these texts from people that, well, it's all unsolicited. I never applied for any of their texts or emails, and I get tons of them on a daily basis. And this one is, the latest polling shows that we're tied with Vice President Mike Pence. Here, let me just say this concerning Mike Pence. You guys all know that he came out of the whole sodomite community, right? I am telling you, this man drips perversion. I am telling you, Pence drips perversion. I've said it since day one. The dude's creepy. I don't care how he tries to sell himself. If we put it up to scripture, we know him by his fruits. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Read it when you get a moment. But Donald Trump wants us all to know that Donald Trump, this is coming from Donald Trump, right? Donald Trump is tied with Mike Pence. Do you see how it's always a neck-to-neck race, isn't it? Yep. Ron DeSantis is number two. I told you that 3 years ago. I told you he'd be running for president. Okay. And then who do we have in third place here as they continuously drive the narrative? Mike Pence is third. And then Ramaswamy. I got to see his name here again. What's happening? Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy, well, that's a name, isn't it? Isn't it interesting? Also, the word tsunami came up. Don't forget that vision that I had, friends, and that dream that I had, and I shared it with you. We'll just hold on to that until it comes to pass, because it is happening right before your eyes today. But what I wanted to show you, if you remember rightly, during the last presidential run, we were told that there was Joe Biden, and of course everybody can't stand Joe Biden, right? And then there was Donald Trump. And then, of course, what they did is they cast it into your teeth to show you who's in control. So what they did is they planted Joe Biden, who's committed the act of treason and who was kicked off the campaign trail in 1988, and they put him up as a legitimate candidate. In the face of over 1,162 presidential contenders, 1,160 of which you never heard of because the mainstream media didn't highlight them. Why? Because they weren't part of the plan. They weren't weren't the players. They weren't the actors. They weren't the clowns in the circus of politics. Now, what I want to show you, too, is during that segment that I just heard concerning the narrative that they want to continuously drive, I knew that there was a page called Ballotpedia. And if you go over there, it will show you all the candidates concerning the presidential candidates for 2024. Now, with that said, what we're hearing is that Democratic candidates, right, are, again, Joe Biden, Robert F. Kennedy, and Marianne Williamson, okay? These are all establishment people, just for the record. And then if you look at the list of Republicans, there's Larry Elder, Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson, Vivek Ramaswamy, okay, whatever his name is, Corey Stapleton, and Donald Trump. But here, this is what you're not seeing, friends. These are just potentials. These are the ones that have the money to run. And they're all a part of the establishment that everybody's complaining about, okay? There's also an exploratory committee, Republican named Tim Scott, who is contemplating right now becoming the president of the United States of America. These are also possible presidential candidates, okay, dividing the people again, one against another. Mark 3:25, names that you haven't heard from, and 99% of all of these, by the way, are part of the problem in this country. They're corrupt. Their plants, every one of them. And then when you go to the Republican politicians, it's the same thing. You got Greg Abbott, Liz Cheney, the list goes on, okay? And you got to be careful of this, friends, because a majority of them you are not hearing from. You're not hearing from a lot of these people that are running. Why? Because, again, they're not a part of the system. They're outsiders. These are people that are legitimate candidates. They don't want you to hear about the legitimate candidates. Now, do they? Absolutely not. They don't want you to hear about them. I've told you the story before, friends, concerning Michael Peruca. Back in 2004, he was the presidential contender on the Constitution Party. Okay, he was the candidate for the Constitution Party, and he went to Washington, D.C. He had over 1 million votes, okay, out of 325, whatever the population was during that time, 325 million. He got a million of those votes. And, of course, whoever else in the run during that particular time, the only ones that really got the serious numbers were those that were given the attention. So when Michael got into Washington, D.C., a reporter came up to him and said, well, you got a million votes, but the problem is nobody knows who you are. Why is that? And Michael understood right then and there. He said, because they don't want you to know who I am. No, because Michael would have got into office and he would have turned the tide on the bad guys that are controlling your options, Americans. These are not the people's options. These are not the people's picks. These are the establishment picks. These are, again, the clowns in the circus of politics. Americans, let me ask you something. Are you sick and tired of them driving the narrative? The only news that you get, regardless of whatever topic it may be, coming from the mainstream media, is the news that they want to give you. And 99.9% of it is there to distract you or to put up stories that are smokescreen. They'll even create stories, friends, just to get your eyes off of what is important, like what's going on the southern border, the corruption within, the corruption without. The list goes on, the banking system. Again, friends, I can go on all day highlighting the things that really matter to the people, but these are never the issue to those that are controlling the narrative. They want your eyes off the ball because they want to sweep in a new system of government as they continuously tear down the old system of government. Friends, they don't have a constitutional right to do that. And I'm just here to tell you again, friends, all of these candidates that they're putting up right now that you're hearing on the mainstream media, you better know within yourself, friends, that they are a part of the establishment that everybody complains about. They're handpicked, one more time. They are the clowns in the circus of politics. Just ask Donald Trump. Just ask Joe Biden. Just ask Hillary Clinton.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who are the enemies? I got to first lay this premise. As you all know, and if you're just joining us for the very first time, I'm going to explain it really quick. Your rights come from God, not the generosity of the state, said JFK back in the 60s. Your rights come from God, okay? And liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. We do not have a right to violate law or transgress law. That is the purpose of government, is to restrain men from violating moral law. Okay, 1 John 3:4, Exodus 20. Now, I'm saying that for the purpose that those that serve we the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, correct? I just want to make clear you all understand this. So we the people are the government in this country. Okay? So when we ask the question, have you figured out Americans as to who the enemies are, you need to understand on the other side of all of this, the bad guys are merely doing what the bad guys do because the bad guys are given a free hand to do it. I just want to make clear. Okay? Did you just see this? This is brand new. The United States Navy just hired an active duty drag queen, a man dressed as a woman, to be face of recruitment drive. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. This is a revelation of those that you are allowing to usurp authority over you in this country. These are the people that are trying to silence you, and those that mean to silence you also mean to control you. This is a revelation of the people that are pulling the strings concerning their little useful minions here to advocate for what they mean to advocate for. This is a clear violation of law on so many different levels. I shared with you yesterday that the DFL, as they call themselves in Minnesota, they want to strike anti-pedophile language from state statutes. Why? Because it is against the law. And why is it against the law? Well, look at the crimes that they're responsible for, friends. And who are they zeroing in on? They're zeroing in on the kids, just like I told you 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I told the American people that's what this is about. And again, what was the recourse? Or what was the reciprocity? Did the people stand up and see it for what it was? Did they stop? Did they put the kibosh? Did they magnify the law? Because that's what you're supposed to be. You're the strength of the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. And if you fail to enforce them, don't expect those that are advocating for the crimes to enforce the law against themselves, because that's just not going to happen. It hasn't happened, and it never is going to happen until the people bring judgment upon the heads of the guilty party. Okay, and who's the guilty party? Those that are advocating for these crimes. Isn't it interesting, friends, as they advocate for this? Isn't it interesting the governors across the United States of America and the mayors that are going right along, line upon line, precept upon precept, as concerning the narrative through the mainstream media? Yes, because it's all bought and paid for. Look at this, friends. U.S. Navy hires active duty drag queen, a man dressed as a woman, to be the face of recruitment drive. Americans, do you realize that you're being laughed at in a major way? Do you realize you're allowing the bad guys to weaken your military? Do you understand that's why you have Chinese nationalists and those coming from the Middle East coming over in droves, flooding the United States of America on the southern border? They're being invited to do so. Why? Because they already see that the people are going to stand back and do nothing about it. Here's your military heads. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but this is the Army, the Navy, and then we have the Air Force in there, and there's another one behind this other man that's dressed up as a woman. Do you realize, Americans, that men dressed as women have been appointed to lead up as to be the military heads in your military across the United States of America? What do you think the end aim is going to be? Oh, these are also the same people behind these jokes that are on you, by the way, Americans. Do you realize that they're also the ones that back in the 60s said it was okay through free speech to normalize pornography? See, it used to be illegal till 1968. These are the same people that began to tear down the laws that protected our children from them that need to make a prey of them concerning the sodomite communities. Do you realize that these are the ones that set the narrative that if you stand up against their agenda, that you're a hater and you're a bigot? And did you know that our laws condemn such crimes even unto death? Did you know that? I just wanted to make clear, Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, what's the fruit of it concerning a nation that leaves off God's commandments? Read Jude 1:7, because this is what's coming. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. These people are trying to set you at war with God. They want you on their side, right? And that's why there's such a perversion taking place in the United States of America. And again, they're simply trying to normalize the crime because, again, they want to go ahead and spit towards heaven. See, but they forget the other part of that. See, the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature, and it's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Folks, see, they're trying to do it again. They think they got the technology this time to go ahead and beat up on the Lord and overthrow his government. That will never happen in a million years. It will never happen. Let me remind you, friends, that Christians are the anvil. The world and the corrupt are the hammer. The anvil is never replaced. It's always the hammer. See, these knuckleheads, they want to go ahead and try it again, but what they're doing is they're daring the justice of God. But even worse than that, the American people are daring the justice of God by allowing these people to commit the crimes in such a fashion. Hey, Bradley, what is this all about anyways? Well, this is just one of a plethora of topics. I showed this to you yesterday. Alleged mentor for 11-year-old drag queen. This is one of many, by the way. Sentenced for nearly a dozen felony child abuse crimes. I just want to remind all those that want to go ahead and make a prey of children, it's not going to be good for you when you get into prison. because you're not going to last very long. Why? Isn't it interesting, Americans, that the judge slaps them on the back of the hand as they're trying to normalize the crimes concerning adult crimes against children, and they want consensual sex between the two? Remember, their slogan is sex before 8, before it's too late. Just ask the leader, Harry Hay, of that of Nambla. And the FBI is actually supposed to be rounding these people up and condemning them for their crimes, but that's not what they're doing anymore. They're actually setting up people to be guilty of the crimes that they want you to be a part of. Operation Pacifier. Don't doubt a thing I'm telling you, friends. This is about as easy to see as it possibly can be. Hey, by the way, taking it to another topic, this is also the same people that are pushing these narratives and in making a mockery out of your military. Hey, folks, it's also these same people that are saying it's free speech to tell your kids it's okay to fornicate. As a matter of fact, just teach them how to do it. And yet the Bible in 1 Corinthians 6:9 says fornicators have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. See, so they're again trying to create a world without God, and they feel that somehow or another that they're going to get away with it. Well, they have thus far. And sad to say, in a country filled with 86% of those that call themselves Christians, it's amazing to me the responses that I get from these people when I post such memes as this on social media platforms. Well, they just throw their hands up in the air. And the 325.9 million people just act like that there's nothing that they can do against those small portions of perverse, abominable individuals and the crimes that they mean to advocate towards the innocent. Isn't that something? No, that nation is under the judgment of God. I've said it before and I'll say it again. When the American people leave off the commandments of God, remember the Lord said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. See, he's going to go ahead and say, okay, call yourself a Christian, but you're going to be tested. And see, now the world sits back and looks at America, the light of the world, that's found in Isaiah 51, verse 4, establishing judgment in righteousness so that we might know peace within the gate, or Amos 5:15. The church in America has failed the test, so the Lord is beginning to repay the American people back to their face concerning their hypocrisies, and the Lord will have none of it. And what did he say? Again, the third commandment, Exodus 20, the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. I can go on and on and on concerning the crimes that are being committed on the American people by those that the American people tolerate. Americans, they do not have the law on their side. You do. Why is this happening in this country? I'm going to give you Numbers 32 on the other side of this, and I'm going to give you a perfect example of why this is happening in this country. We're going to go over to Numbers 32 in just a moment here. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. One person dead, four hospitalized, and a massive manhunt has been in operation in the Midtown area of Atlanta after police say a man with a pistol walked into a medical building and started shooting. $5 million, the bond for Francisco Oropesa, the man captured last night after a four-day manhunt in southeast Texas. He's accused of killing five neighbors on Friday. Ukraine's president says his country was not behind what Russia claims was a drone attack on the Kremlin intended to kill Vladimir Putin. Some experts worry it's a false flag operation by Moscow to justify new attacks on Ukraine and possibly Zelensky himself. The Federal Reserve has again raised its benchmark interest rate, taking it to 5%. The federal funds rate is what banks charge each other for overnight loans, but it sets the stage for other interest rates, especially mortgages. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, if you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I was just going to look up statistically the judgments that have fallen upon this nation over the last 6 and 7 decades in this country, and it is the fruit of an impotent church. Faith without works, right? And read James 2:14 through 26. 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment, and you'll understand what I'm talking about when I get through going through Numbers 32 here. Now just be patient with me, but listen carefully, because you're going to get this, the golden nugget, as to understand the issue in which we're facing in this country today. Again, we're talking about, have you figured out Americans who are the enemies? I know we like to blame everybody else, but the fact of the matter, in the face of God and in the sight of God, the American people, the church namely, they're accomplices to the crimes that they failed to deal with. Isaiah 26:9 says that when thy judgments are in the earth, which he expects to happen through the enforcement of the law, through the church and government, because they all swore to the same God that they would do so, but when the judgments of the Lord are upon the inhabitants of the world, they'll learn righteousness. But without judgment, guess what? They're not going to learn righteousness. But isn't it interesting, all day long, and I brought this up yesterday, isn't it interesting, we listen to the mainstream media constantly highlighting all of us little peasants that are guilty of crimes, but we hear for decades the crimes that they have committed, but yet they've never been charged one time. Never one time. That's a reflection of what the American people tolerate. Americans, we're the government. We the people are the government. I can't tell you that enough. I can't reiterate that point enough. What they're advocating for through so many different crimes Folks, it's completely being created out of thin air, and they're assuming authority, they're overreaching, and then they're trying to throw it on you as you do what we say or else. Are they trying to change the narrative on a daily basis? Yet. Do they have a lawful authority to do so? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Who is that a reflection of? The people that submit to them. Hey, folks, if you're sick and tired of them riding your backs, then stand up. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Aren't you embarrassed for those that you would call the wolves? A bunch of effeminate men and a bunch of boyish, masculine women trying to drive over you by force through totalitarian methods? Give me a break, Americans. That's shameful conduct. Let's go to Numbers 32. I'm going to just summarize this for you. Verse 1, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle. Okay? And then it goes on, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came unto Moses and listened carefully as to what they said to him. Ask yourself, have you heard this before? Does it sound familiar to you? The children of Gad and the children of Reuben came over and spake unto Moses and Eleazar, the priest, and unto the princes of the congregation, saying all these names. And then they said, even the country which the Lord smote before the congregation of Israel is a land for cattle, and thy servants have a lot of cattle. They have a lot of possessions now. Who gave them possessions? The Lord did. Through who? The children of Israel that were willing to fight to dispossess the bad guys from before them. Possess means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. Okay? So they had a lot of things. They possessed the land. The Lord fulfilled the promise. Matter of fact, I need to reiterate the point. Not one promise of the Lord did he fail to fulfill. Not one promise. Okay, that's the stuff we need to talk about in church, right? But listen carefully as to what they said to him. After they got their possession, listen carefully. Wherefore said they in verse 6, Numbers 32, if we have found grace in thy sight, let this land be given unto thy servants for a possession, and bring us not over into Jordan. They were content because they had the goods. They cared more about the goods than they did spiritual liberty in the Lord. Think about that. Right? That's found in 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And Moses said back unto the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, shall your brethren go to war, and you shall sit here and do nothing? Sound familiar? So in other words, Moses was highlighting the fact that there's people out there on the front lines fighting to repossess in this country, because you've already got the possession, Americans. And I'll get to that in a moment in Joshua 22 as well. But Moses was saying, hey, listen, are those guys over there supposed to do all the fighting? Will you sit back and enjoy the possession that they fought to give you? Sound familiar, friends? 247 years later, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, and everything that you've got has been at the expense of someone fighting, bleeding, and dying to give it to you in the natural? 1 Corinthians 2:14? And what did Moses say after he said that? What, you want them to go to war, but you're going to sit here and do nothing? Notice they used the word when they approached Moses, if we found grace in your sight. If we found grace in your sight. They took it out of context, didn't they? Yep. Oh, that unmerited favor. Wait a second. It's also the power to restrain men from violating God's moral law. And what does grace do? It fulfills it through faith, Romans 3:31. It magnifies the law. It doesn't negate the law. And Moses said unto the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, shall your brethren go to war, and you shall sit here and do nothing? Wherefore discourage you the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord hath given them. Isn't it interesting as well, friends, throughout America all day long, you can see it on the little sheeple that are parroting what their hirelings have said. John 10:12. Because the said hirelings in the pulpit have no testimony in proving that the Lord is faithful in all things. In other words, testimony, which is the gift of prophecy, because they don't have the testimony, isn't it interesting what they begin to teach the sheeple that failed to read their own Bible, 2 Timothy 2:15. Look what they say. Oh, you know what? Jesus is coming back. Because, say the hirelings, I'm not willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith 1 Timothy 6:12, and surely I don't want you to go over to the faith chapter in Hebrews 11, and I don't want you to see what all those prophets attained by obeying the Lord, where he fulfilled the promises and gave those faithful patriarchs of the faith the necks of their enemies. I don't want you to see that. I want you to look at me. I want you to look at me as the standard rather than the patriarchs, which Christ fulfilled through every single one of them. I don't want you to look at them. I want you to look at me, and I want to begin to change up through a heretical messaging system by telling you now you're going to be raptured. Now you're going to be taken out before the war. Nope, Jesus is coming back. There's nothing we can do. That counters Scripture every single step of the way, especially in a country like this one, friends. Especially in a country like this one. Isn't it interesting that there were those in the book of Numbers 32 that already possessed the land? And then there was those that wanted to just take the possession and enjoy it without having to do the fighting. Why? Because they didn't understand the price that was paid to give them the things that they had. I hope you understand what I just said. Hey, folks, the Lord knows how to put price on his goods. And it doesn't come easy. Mark his words. He knows how to put a price on the goods that he's going to bestow upon his children. And if they're worthy enough to receive them or not. Because he's not going to cast pearls before swine neither. And isn't it interesting, going back, when Moses said to those people that sat there and did nothing, you know what, they already went out to war, and what you want to do is you want to sit here and do nothing. Sound familiar, friends? Faith without works is dead. As the body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without works. And you want to know why the body of your country is dead and impotent? Because you're not willing to understand what real faith does, and that does the work. It's a work of faith and a labor of love. Nor do you understand love in any sense of the word. Right after that, Moses said, "You discouraged the hearts of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord hath given them. Thus did your fathers when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land." This is Numbers 13, right? That precedes Numbers 32. "For when they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel that they should go into the land that the Lord had given them. And the Lord's anger was kindled the same time, swearing, surely none of them men that sat back and did nothing that I brought out into the promised land," 85% of you said Christians, "they discouraged the children of Israel. He said unto them, none of them from 20 years old and up shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob." Because why? Because they have not wholly followed me. They have not wholly followed me, the Lord said. That's right. And the Lord's anger was kindled. "And behold, you are risen up in your father's stead, just like we are, an increase of sinful men to augment yet the fierce anger of the Lord towards Israel." Listen, either we're going to live for the blood, the sacrifice, the said judgment on one side, or we're going to be condemned by the blood. America chose the latter rather than the former. Instead of standing up and doing what our forefathers taught them, no, they said, no, you know what, we can't do nothing about it. No, you don't want to do nothing about it. And your kids are going to be enslaved because of your lack of, on so many different levels. That's why the Lord is judging America today. It's because the 329.5 million people roll over in the face of a small portion of sick-minded, reprobate, abominable men by following along at their every sick dictate. Remember the Lord said he would turn that nation into hell that forgot him? That's why your country's been brought to hell. Because you're failing to obey him at every given step. And you obey who you love. You do. Period. I'm just waiting for someone to call in 1-866-582 and stick both feet in their mouth. I really am. Moses said, "You are risen up in your father's stead, an increase of sinful men to augment yet the fierce anger of the Lord." And he said, "For if you turn away after him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness and you shall destroy all of this people. He would leave you. You don't know where to go. You don't know who to go to anymore because you have your eyes fixed on the wrong person. Folks, I'm going to come right back. It gets better. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.radio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking about have you figured out Americans who are the enemies. It's not the bad guys that you know as the bad guys. We already know that they're bad guys. They're wicked men. Right? And I put up a billboard sometime back where Edmund Burke came to my aid. And I respect Edmund Burke, but in this particular case, he was completely wrong. He said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. No, that's not true at all. Good men don't allow evil to prevail. Neither do good men allow evil to prevail. And I'm talking about the good, the Christ in man. The Christ in man. I want to highlight this, and I'll take this call in just a couple minutes here, but I want to make this point. I was just highlighting right now that Moses told those that were asking for a false sense of security and grace. Moses said to him, you're risen up in your father's stead in an increase of sinful men. Why did he call them sinful men? Because they didn't want to do what it took concerning what the Lord commanded them to do. Because they might have to pay the price. Sound familiar? Yep. All those that are running from state to state right now because they're governors, instead of dealing with the corruption in the capital concerning their particular states, they're running to another one as if to suggest that they can run from the judgments of God. You might want to read Amos 9 when you get a moment. Matter of fact, I need to go there right now, and I'm going to go there right now. And I want you to hear carefully when the Lord judges a nation as to what that looks like. He said, though you dig into hell, thence shall my hand take them up. Though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down. Though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search out and take them out hence. And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea, thence will I command the serpent, and he shall be able to bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, thence I will command the sword, and it shall slay them, and I will set my eyes upon them for evil and not for good. Oh, Bradley, that's the Old Testament, yep, that's the character of God, and he will fulfill it in the New Testament. Look at those that crucified the Christ. There was over Old English. There was over 1,100 of those that said, "Your blood be upon us," that were nailed to the walls of Jerusalem. They wanted to go ahead and dare the justice of God too, by submitting themselves to Caesar rather than to the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Christ. All right, just read Luke or 19:15, John 19:15. Let me finish this off. You have risen up in your father's stead, an increase of sinful men. You do nothings, you ungrateful men, to augment yet the fierce anger of the Lord towards Israel. You wonder why the judgments of God are upon you, but we ourselves will go ready, armed before the children of Israel, until we have brought them into the place, and our little ones, and shall dwell in fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. See, so what Moses was saying to them, if you merely take heed to my words, which happen to be the word of the Lord, this is what's going to fall to you. It's going to be good, not bad. But if you refuse the prophet, you're going to reap the judgments. Well, they took heed. They took heed. And then they started talking about what they were going to do to protect their homes, their families, and their cattle. And then they said in verse 18, Numbers 32, we will not return unto our houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. Okay? For we will not inherit with them on yonder side, Jordan, or forward, because of our inheritance has fallen to us on this side of the Jordan eastwards. In other words, they were willing to help their brothers get the job done for them as well. That's called love. Looking out for each other. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And Moses said, okay, we're on track. He said, now in verse 20, if you will do this thing, if you will go armed before the Lord to war, because the Lord's a man of war, he said, and the land shall be subdued before the Lord, then afterwards you shall then return and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure that your sin will find you out. Is that what's happening in America? Oh, absolutely. It's exactly what's happening in America. If you want to know who the enemies are to your country, Americans, it's all of those that are sitting on the sidelines preaching or taking heed to a false grace, acting as if somehow or another that they are exempted from the war that's in front of them. They have no care for their brothers. They have no care for the children of the land. They have no care for the will of God being done on this earth as it is in heaven by bringing forth the commandments unto judgment. And yet that's who the Holy Ghost was given to. Those that are born of the Holy Ghost exactly understand verbatim as to the point that I'm making right now. Yep. Read Ezekiel 36, the whole of it. Hey, folks, the enemies of America are the apathetic in this country. Those that are garnering all of this corruption to continuously inundate us on a 24/7 basis, it's the American people that sit back and do nothing. They enjoy their inheritance. Oh, wait a second. I got one thing I needed to tell you really quick. Okay, when you read Joshua 22, because remember, Joshua was the one that took the land, Joshua 1:7, 1:9, and throughout the whole book of Joshua, right? Isn't it interesting? It says in 22:4 of Joshua, and now the Lord your God hath given you rest unto your brethren. That's us. He has promised them. Therefore now return ye and get unto your tents and unto the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave you on the other side of Jordan. But this is what he said. This was the warning. But take diligent, that means painstakingly, take heed, that means pay careful attention to yourselves, to do the commandments and the law which Moses the servant of the Lord charged you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all of his ways and to keep his commandments and to cleave unto him and to serve him with all your heart and with all of your soul. Whoa! So wait a second, once we have the possession, We need to do the same things to get the possession and to maintain the possession. That's exactly right. So we had to do the same thing in dispossessing our enemies, and then once we possess the land, we have to do the same thing to maintain. Okay, it's not like the Lord just dropped you down and said, you know what, take it easy. No, as a matter of fact, he preached out against it. Take thine ease, be merry. Nope, 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 nope. Thou fool. What did the word say? Thou fool, did you not know that this night your soul is required and the Lord would come at a time appointed when you knew not? Yeah, oh my goodness, it sounds familiar. Yep, that's where we're at. Wrath upon the children of disobedience, blessings, tell the righteous that it will be well with them in the battle, not outside of the battle. Johnny, thank you for holding on. I did not mean to hold you over for 10 minutes, but I had to make my point. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Good day, Bradley.
You know, thank you, sir.
I do know what love is, and I love your ministry. And I love what God is doing with guys like us. And I'm seeing amazing things happening in a world of crap, and I only know one guy that could pull off such a feat, and I thank him every day and every minute, sometimes every second for that.
Amen.
I just wanted to point out, thank you, sir, for the post you made yesterday, because for 20 years I've been screaming from the mountaintop that we live in a republic, a constitutional republic, and that's why I changed my status from a citizen to American national to bind myself to the constitutional republic. And that gentleman yesterday that you recorded is amazing, because Saturday I told my boss, you know, we live in a constitutional republic, and he said, yeah, but they're going to take it from us. And I said, well, everybody's tricked into thinking we live in a democracy. And he said, well, we do. And I said, no, we don't. I took a pledge of allegiance, you know, to the republic, and it is in the three-fourths of each state, a majority rules type of deal. And he said, well, that's news to me. And this is an old 70-year-old man who owns the business that I work for. And I said, well, you didn't know that tax was voluntary until I came along and showed you that as well. And we're learning all kinds of new things. And finally, I just want to just commend you from my position and say, man, I love you guys. God bless you. And just keep on pushing. And thanks for not talking about the same talking points that all the goon squads do. Just do your thing. And God, the Holy Spirit knows how to do it. And so does God. They're always in control at all times. And thank you, Bradley.
Amen. Thank you, Johnny. I sincerely appreciate that. I was going to show you something, and I don't mean to highlight it, but again, do you notice the response from the American people? Yeah, but they're going to take it away from us. So you have less than 1.7% of the population that's responsible for all of this through deception, because you believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. In other words, let me just say it this way. You've taken your eyes off the Lord, and you've been deceived to believe the lie. Isn't the Bible clearly say that Satan is the great deceiver? Yep, and what is the tactic? Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. You have an old man saying to the 1.7%, forget about the 325.9 million people, but less than 1.7% of the population, yeah, but they're going to take it away from us. Oh my goodness, have you ever seen a pro fighter get in a ring and say, you know what, that guy's going to beat me down. He is going to slaughter me. Have you ever seen anybody compete in sports, any sport, in that fashion? Never in a million years will you ever see anybody with a bit of common sense make that some sort of proclamation or declaration. Yeah, but they're going to take it away from us. No, you're going to forfeit it. Come on. I mean, if you're going to be under the curse, at least be there by yourself, because I'm not going to be a part of that. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.